Hello and welcome to another episode of the UHV Library Podcast. I'm Jenny and I'm joined today by the Heartlands team. So we've got Phil, Anne and Maneve with me. First timers here.
How do you do?
Yeah.
How are you doing? You're right.
And we've come together today to discuss the Living Library event that took place at Heartlands on the 22nd of January. I hear it went very, very well. Got a lot of people attended. So I think first of all, first question would be, what was the Living Library event and what activities took place?
Well, the Living Library event was, we organised people to become living books. A living book is someone that you go and have a talk to, have a chat, and on a one-to-one basis. So we tried to give them room so that they could talk in private. And because we had such a vast or diverse amount of people, it related to different staff members who came through to visit the event. We had people that had gone through bringing up children with disabilities and having to fight for money because their money was stopped. We had people who had gone through the nursing journey and is going on to do maybe a PhD. And we had the Women's Network talking about menopause, etc. We had other staff.
Yeah, we had one of the doctors talking about his career journey. So what we tried to do was, it wasn't necessarily a clinical event. We tried to make it as diverse as possible. Obviously, we were there to try and promote the library as well. We did sign up a few people for library membership. You know, we were going to let a chance like that bypass us. But we did take a kind of back seat, and obviously Anne and ourselves coordinated it and organised it, but we just thought, it's, you know, we could give these people a voice, and obviously it's an extension of the library.
Yeah,
you know, we've got lots of books in the library, why not have a living person talking about their experiences? And just to try and make it as diverse as possible, just to get people's
interest.
And well-being
is such a big topic at the moment, isn't it? And we've sort of started with that, setting up the well-being zone, so something like this as well really adds to promoting staff well-being and interest.
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of an extension of that, wasn't it? Because, as you say, it's such an important thing these days.
Shows a bit of partnership working as well, doesn't
absolutely
it,
absolutely. Great example of partnership working. I mean, if we have another one, what we might try and do is kind of see if we can get some external organisations in, and you know, as living books, to talk about what they do and what support they might be able to offer our colleagues out there in the trust.
I think the My name is Muneeb. I work as a library assistant at Heartlands. I just wanted to say that the idea itself was really great, you know.
Yeah.
Living Book, when we're telling people, like, you know, this is the event, you know, we were explaining them what the Living Book actually entails. They were really thrilled about it, you know. As the idea was, there will be a living book, a breathing book, you know, who people can borrow, come into this event and borrow and listen to their story. It was really interesting, you know. Personally, for myself, it was really interesting. And when I was telling people, you know, for promotional and advertising purposes for this particular event, people were like, you know, wow, this is amazing. I want to come to this and, you know, ask about, you know, how this event will work and how the idea will actually pan out into this particular event. So personally, I feel like the idea was really great. But I think for the future, if we want to do this, you know, we want to have more living books, you know, so that people have, you know, diverse range of access, you know.
That's the access. I suppose it was getting a lot of teams together that maybe don't really maybe have that interaction, like different departments maybe don't work together very often. A lot of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's difficult to get off the wards, isn't it? So
I think
the individuals appreciated the chance to sit down and talk to somebody.
So I think probably touched a little bit on this already, but generally, what was the overall reaction to the day? So what was the feedback?
The reaction was fantastic. We've collected a lot of feedback slips. Certain things stood out for people, such as the mindfulness sessions and the Tai Chi, which we'll probably talk about more in a bit. One good example was one of our colleagues, Anne touched on it earlier on. She's got a son who's got special needs, and she was talking about her journey as a carer for a teenage son, what she had to face, the problems, financial and bureaucratic, and a lot of people actually sat down and listened to that, even though they might not have that experience. It was such a fascinating story. So that was like a kind of new angle on what we were trying to do, to actually get people to step outside the clinical areas and what they do there and what they do there, and actually talk about their life experience. And I thought that was quite very popular. She had a lot of people sitting down and listening to her. And one of the good things that came out of it, one of the people who did come along who had got their own child who's got special needs, who she's not getting much support at the moment from the authorities, our colleague actually talked to her and gave her some advice on what to do, and she came away with more information to help her, you know, in her journey with her so that was great. You know, that was probably one of the highlights of the day. That this person came away with new information and about how to, you know, support a child who's got special needs. So that was really good.
Yeah.
Also, I think one of the doctors, you know, came as a living books. When I was telling his title to some of the people who wanted to join the session, you know, but they couldn't for time reasons and stuff, you know, they were really enthralled about, you know, his title. His title was he's from the military background, the doctor is, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's worked both nationally and internationally, worked for United Nations as well. When I was telling the title of his story, you know, to the people, you know, people were really excited about it. But I think what we probably needed to do, or needed to manage time more efficiently, I think, because we only managed the doctor for half an hour, you see. And that was really not enough, you know, and people who when found out that this doctor is gone already, so basically they did not turn up for the session, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you could manage that, you know, somehow, this is basically a learning curve anyway.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, it's all positive, we say, when
yeah.
we do, because I'm sure we'll do more
mm-hmm.
in the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, you always learn something from every session, don't you, so that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the next question, so what inspired you to come up with the event?
Well, for me, it was just being put on the spot. What to do for a healthy January. And then I had to think, well, what's a living book, you know?
Mm.
And then I thought, well, how can we make it more outgoing as well? So that's where the Tai Chi people came in, the physios, and also the mindfulness. If we're going to do it again and the other sides, if you're going to have the mindfulness, you know, if you could get them for longer.
Yes.
Because some people came specifically for mindfulness or specifically for Tai Chi. You know, but you need to cover every option, really. It's a lot of organisation, but I think it worked very well.
Yeah, it all sounds like it was worth
it. And we
it.
Did have
yeah.
quite a number of staff going through. May not be the numbers that we wanted, but you know, it's the beginning, and if it's rolled out on the other sites, then it may work different day, different time.
Yeah, again, it was only the first one, so it was good that you got a lot of interest, and then people have heard about it, so when it comes around again, people are more aware of it.
We had a librarian from another site, another hospital, come to observe, because she was thinking of having it in her trust as well.
Yeah, so that was more an inspiration for her as well, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
To actually see it in practice.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. As Anne says, the coordination is—that's the main thing, really. Obviously, these people are taking time out of their working day, and you've got to account for that. Sometimes you might have some people they can't—they don't turn up because they just get stuck on the wards or whatever. And you've just got to kind of roll with that, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you give yourself enough time, get people, try and get people to sign up for it, and you know, arrange dates and whatever. It can be done. It can be done, as Anne has demonstrated that. You know, it's just a case of pinning people down at the end of the day.
And I also, I think it's worth mentioning that despite numbers were not as we were expecting, I think, despite
mm-hmm.
all of that, all those facts, you know, I think the event went really successful. It was
mm-hmm.
quite successful. You know, we had quite a good number of feedback from the people. You know, we had a lot
yeah,
of feedback slips, and amongst all this, you know, we managed to register six people, I think,
mm-hmm.
throughout the day for the library membership, and some explained for the Athens registration as well. So overall, I think as first timers as well, you know, it was a great
mm-hmm.
success. Personally, I feel. It's worth
mm.
mentioning.
But I think it would be word of mouth now, wouldn't it?
Oh,
mm.
yeah.
For all those that actually really enjoyed it.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah.
And
I saw it on the Twitter page yesterday as well.
Yeah, I looked at
the pictures.
Yeah.
So we touched on it a bit already, but how did the Tai Chi and the mindfulness sessions go as well? Did you say that was going on around the same time?
The Tai Chi went very well, didn't it?
Yep.
It started slowly because obviously the numbers never came, we didn't have a footfall at the beginning,
mm.
but once we hit the lunchtime, then it sort of took off, didn't it?
Yeah.
We were going to finish by 1:30.
Yeah.
And they carried on till after
That's
two,
right,
didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
So it was really good.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the most popular sessions,
mm.
the Tai Chi, when we had a lot of people in different sessions, you know, combined
mm.
together, and then
yeah.
I think probably you'll see in the newsletter as well, you know, the trust newsletters, and because a lot of good pictures were taken as well.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You know, for especially the
yeah.
Tai Chi sessions, you know, with these spinning balls.
Things.
Or
yeah,
you just
need the space.
You just needed the space, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you've got to be at arms, you know, like there's got to be mm. arm's length between people, hasn't there? You need
yeah.
that kind of room to do it. And we did get a few odd looks from people going for the lunch, you know, like, but.
But they came
back and joined in.
Yeah.
yeah.
And others went back to the wards or whatever and told their mates, and they came back.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, we all had a go as well. You know,
we all had a go, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
It was very relaxing.
So that was one as well. It was run by departments in the trust, was it? Was it physiotherapy and the chaplaincy?
It was run by the medical day, who actually treat the elderly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With strength and balance exercises, but they always finish with Tai Chi, and they found that very effective.
And as a bit of a coincidence, that very same day I had an email from one of the physiotherapists asking us to do a literature search on
oh.
Tai Chi and falls in elderly people, how it can overcome anxiety as well. So that was a bit of a coincidence. Yeah. That went really well at all.
I think you touched on this, you know, there was another success related to this, not particularly with the library services, but you were mentioning something about, you know, the medical day unit did not know about, or the physiotherapy department did not know.
Yeah,
so
the actual outpatient department didn't know about the medical
yeah,
day doing Tai Chi.
Oh, so it's
no.
brought more departments together.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so that's a good example
team,
of partnership.
They didn't
working.
Know what the other part of the team does. So yeah,
yeah, it's
working
a big department.
Yeah.
You don't always know, do you?
So I mean, you could say that, you know, we encourage two different departments to merge together and maybe work in the future together as well. You know, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's a good example of partnership working.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And they were saying it was the first time that they'd been asked.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, so.
The mindfulness sessions were extremely popular.
Mm.
As Anne touched on earlier. People were actually specifically coming along for the mindfulness sessions,
mm.
And that was really well attended. She was one of the chaplains.
It's one of the chaplains from Good Hope.
Yeah.
And the chaplains at Heartlands could have done it, but they were booked that day, so it depends on time, doesn't it? I think they're all well trained in it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I think if we had more time, you know, if they were in meetings all morning, so they couldn't get there till lunchtime, if we had more time, because all the sessions were full, weren't they?
Absolutely.
And more
yeah.
space. You know, so we
yeah.
learn from that, don't we?
I think at one point she had 7 people in a group. You know, she just started a session, and then some doctors came in and said they were interested in the mindfulness, and they joined the group. So I think what that illustrates is it's all levels are interested in it. It could be doctors, it could be nurses, it could be
a
volunteer.
The botanist.
So that mindfulness is as a theory or whatever. Is of interest to everybody who works in the trust, and I think that's why it was so popular.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So I think again we've sort of touched on this already, but will there be more events like this in the future? So when do you think the next one will be?
Well, the manager would like more events in the future, but we were thinking, you know, if we did one for the next like Digital Library Week or something.
Yes.
Then that's one that we could roll out to the public and put the organisations involved in that one.
And community
and also have things for staff as well. But I think that would be another option at Heartlands. But
yeah.
obviously, QE, you could do the same there.
Yeah, we could roll out at the other sites as well. So.
Yeah. But we had the support of Samantha because I wasn't sure whether I would be there on the day.
Yeah.
You know, because I had a procedure, so that was really useful as well, having more staff around.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
She did
yeah.
say she really enjoyed it and it went really well.
Yeah,
so.
I think if we did have them in the future on any site, it might be worth having extra staff to help coordinate it for you, have backup.
Yeah, definitely.
A good size room is important.
I think we're willing to help anyway, you know, if you want to do similar events in the other sites, you know.
Yeah.
We have more experience now in
yeah.
this particular
mm-hmm.
one, so
mm-hmm.
have
yeah,
you
can help support the other sites to get it up and running.
Manage the space and probably organising
yeah.
the event itself. Or
and you can improve on it as you go on.
Absolutely, yeah.
As you learn from it.
You fine tune things, don't you? And
oh
you
yeah.
find out what works and what doesn't. And it's just time and planning, like any project.
Mm.
You've just got to give yourself time. And you're not going to do it in a week.
No, no.
yeah. You can't just rush into it. I'm going to have a living library event next week.
How
long
yeah.
did it take to plan?
Well, I mean, the meeting I was in was in December, so it took us about 2 months.
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But I think probably because a lot of people's diaries are full up, you know, they say they need a month in advance.
Oh, yeah, true.
And then it's keeping it live, you know, emails, word of mouth, talking to people, visiting the wards, the departments outside, promotion at the front entrance, you know. So it depends. There's a lot of different ways you need to promote. As I said, because we had a footfall, probably about 50 people came through, plus the people walking past, then it will be word of mouth, and now that's going out, and it'll be in the paper, the trust paper.
Yeah,
then that'll be more promotion.
That will definitely help.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's more promotion for the library that
mm-hmm.
we're doing things different, and we're working with other people.
Well, that's yeah, because I think we still have. There is still the feeling of, oh, we're just books, but actually we do so much more. So this is a good example of what else we can do.
Yeah. Actually, one of those Tai Chi people who came to look at our space in the library, at the front
mm.
of where I sit, those people, they were surprised to look at the library. They said they hadn't had a clue, you know, they didn't know the library existed,
yeah.
you know, that was the first time they ever existed. And one of them actually joined the library as well, you know, so that's another
yeah.
thing, like, you know, if you
yeah.
work with different departments, you know, so
yeah.
that way you could promote your services as
yeah.
well.
So it did us good to kind of step out of our comfort zone and do this, but there was a bit of the day job involved as well.
Yeah.
We got new library members and
oh yeah, we're just doing it throughout the day.
Nothing wrong with a bit of promotion, you know.
Along with organising, we're
yeah.
also registering
yeah.
the users as
yeah.
well, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
so
think it's definitely teamwork. I think
yeah.
we worked well as a team doing different
yeah.
things, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think
you
all did a fantastic job with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that brings us to the end. Any other additional comments you'd like to add?
I don't know if it helps the fact that when you do go around the wards, you often get people say that they didn't know the library existed.
Yeah.
But I think it's more the fact that they're so tied up in what they've got to do.
Yeah.
They don't get time to go to the library. I mean, the medical day physios who actually did Tai Chi have all known about the library, but they've never physically been in it.
Yes.
Because they haven't got time to get off the ward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not because the library's not known, it's just
no,
that people
just
don't have time to come. So that's why we have to go out and do a bit more promotion around.
Mm. What I would like to say is, you know, when we do a similar event in the future, you know, for the libraries or for probably for QE or probably ourselves, I think we need to double or maybe three times do the promotions similar
mm.
to this one and get more people,
mm.
you know, just for as a cover or as alternative, like, you know, we have a few
mm-hmm.
cancellations as well. We didn't have as many number of flaming books as we expected, you know, because I think there was a couple of cancellations as well. So if we have more people, you know, on the list, you know, if we have a huge list, you know, so we have
mm.
backups, you know, for the people who cancel.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, we can
mm.
cope with those issues.
So thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
As always, if you're interested in joining the library, you can register on the base library website or pop to the counter and fill in a paper form. But Roger, thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.